All right, well, now joined by Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 M&M's Flavor Vote Toyota. We have a very brief time with Kyle today, so we're going to get in as many questions as we can. Kyle, coming off a great weekend at Bristol, can you talk a little bit about your strategy for this weekend?
Well, we got some practice sessions in there, so, feel okay about it. Not great, not exactly where we remember being here a few years ago when we had cars that were up front leading laps and feeling pretty comfortable at being able to do that, so just a little bit too much slipping and sliding for our liking, but we'll see if ours is any less than anybody else out there that we can be one of the best cars for the race here on Saturday night.
All right, we'll start with Claire and work our way to the back.
Claire B. Lang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Kyle, for a guy like Daniel Hemric moving into the Cup Series, I was just asking him about how different the Cup drivers race on the Cup side of things. How different do you think it will be between the two? How aggressively different, or, how will the racing be different?
Yeah, the racing is definitely different from Xfinity to Cup, and obviously that elevated experience level as well as just talent level is why the Cup Series is what it is. It's not easy. I remember going from running some ARCA series races to Xfinity series races, some truck races, and each step is just kind of like a little bit more, and then it's like Xfinity to Cup is all three of those together in one. It's a big deal. So he's obviously ready for the opportunity. I think he's done a really good job. Has scored as many wins as he would have wanted to in truck or Xfinity competition, but I think talent pool wise, I've seen him race in late models. I've seen what he can do in those things, and he's made a name for himself in being able to come up through these ranks and hasn't caused chaos while doing that. He's done it really, really clean. He's raced his competitors as well as you can ask of anybody to race their competitors. I think the only thing lacking is just the win column. So I think Daniel's a great kid, and look forward to seeing what he can do at the next level.
We'll go to the back.
Lane Castellante, CBS 6 here in Richmond. Kyle, is there a different kind of confidence that you and your team have when you get on a roll like you are right now over the last 2 weeks?
Not really. Maybe somewhat, yes. Of course, anytime you're running well and you're in the top two, top three, and you're winning races, then you know that things are kind of going your way, and you can go to the racetrack with some optimism and some momentum that can keep you running up front like that. When you have some finishes that kind of derail it, you go in finishing 14th or 10th or 8th or 14th or 10th or whatever, then you kind of get knocked back a little bit, and you kind of don't quite have the wind in your sails that you want. And so I would say that it's obviously better showing up to the racetrack running top three each week.
Kyle, Mark Davis from Channel 12 NBC here in Richmond. You're getting your first look at the fresh new garages out there for you guys. Just curious on your thoughts on those. And of the few people we've caught up with have said you're not on top of each other, and it's nice to have that space, I guess.
Yeah, the space is certainly nice. Definitely for the guys and the crew guys and the guys, everybody that works in the garage area. I remember one of my crew guys here a few years ago, when you jack a car up, the cars were so tight together that you couldn't really jack the car very well. And the jack actually dropped while his arm was in between the tire and the fender, and he pinched his arm really bad and had to go to the hospital. So, the situations that we have with workable conditions is a heck of a lot more pleasing. But, I think the cut-throughs and the bathrooms and the walk-arounds and stuff like that, we talked a few weeks ago, what's the problem with getting through inspections and whatnot? You now have to push all the way around in order to go through inspection here. So inspections here are going to take just as long as a Pocono or a Michigan or somewhere else, because there's so far to go.
We're going next here.
Mike Massey with FrontStretch.com. Last night you kind of cut Denny some slack there at the end, raced him clean. And if the roles are reversed tomorrow night, do you expect him to race you the same way, or do you feel like he owes you one, or what's the situation there?
I don't know. No telling. Situations are different in any race, I guess. Obviously the way things kind of went down between he and I at the All-Star race years ago were pretty ugly. And then, the way myself and Carl, it happened here a few years ago was certainly not the way I expected it in that situation. So, I guess teammates, you want to have each other race each other clean, race each other with respect, and be able to race pass each other clean. But when your cars are so equal like they were last night, I just didn't see like I was going to have an opportunity to be able to do it unless we got through traffic. And I got through traffic a little bit differently than he did, and cut him some slack with some lap cars a couple times there. And then I got into the fence a little bit, and from there I didn't have enough to pass him anyways. So thought I had one more opportunity with a couple more lap cars ahead that we were going to catch, and it just didn't transpire. So, you know, that's how I think you're supposed to do it, and so that's why I did it that way.
All right, Kyle in the back here, Sean Robertson, CBS6 here in Richmond. What is it about this track that has given you so much success over the years?
Well, the success is almost forgotten. It's been so long ago. So, you know, we certainly want to get back to our winning ways and doing a better job of being up front and winning here at Richmond. You know, we're just kind of missing a little bit. There's some rule changes years ago that had some things kind of taken away from our camp and things that we were doing that made us a little bit better than our competition. And we haven't quite figured out what was left in order to make ourselves better than than the tools that we had at that time. So still some work to do.
Kyle, Hank Kurz with AP. I think a lot of people were fascinated to listen to your podcast with Dale Earnhardt this week. Do you think people were surprised by the Kyle Busch they heard on there? Was it therapeutic for you? And what kind of feedback have you gotten since that?
I would say it was just something funny that actually came to us by Gluck. You know, he asked us to do kind of a reenactment or a remembrance of that night and kind of what was going down. So we did the remembrance of that night, but Dale and I wanted to take it a little bit farther and expand on why 2008 was kind of the blow-up moment at Richmond, I guess. And so we kind of went back and we've been friends, acquaintances, friendly or competitors with one another over the course of the last 3, 4, 5 years. I guess it was probably 2012, 2013 when we started to talk a little bit more and kind of get over our differences some. And it seemed like the other night was just kind of, or the other morning, it was morning, was an opportunity for us to just put it all to bed and be done with it. And maybe some of our fans, mine and his, could kind of put it to bed and be done with it and move on and live the rest of our lives in peace, I guess. But I wouldn't say it was therapeutic. It was just fun. You know, it was something to do. I don't think many drivers have ever done that if they've not done it publicly like that in that fashion. It was way, 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 way long overdue, you know, and maybe the 08 incident maybe never would have happened, as we talked about in the podcast, if, you know, if some situations kind of were done a little bit differently between he and I, you know, back before that situation. So I think it was fun. It was good. We've already got another idea for another podcast here coming up maybe in a next year or two.
All right, we'll go next to Jeff up front.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. At the beginning of the year when Harvick was on a roll, everybody's like, oh, he's going to be, you know, this year's Truex. He's fast every week. Now you've been on a roll, and it's like, maybe you're this year's Truex. Are you guys better than the four right now?
I think we're pretty equal. Honestly, I think I got to give them the notch a little bit. I think they're a little bit better than we are. I think Larson's right there as well, too. I think he may actually be in the mix as well. So, you know, the 42 was strong last week. I think the 42 is strong this week. He's the fastest car, certainly on the short run, in practices thus far here at Richmond. So, it's just going to be, a fight to the end. You know, I think that we kind of saw the guys, the main players kind of come rise to the top last year through, the end of the regular season and through the playoffs. And I think those same guys are kind of the top guys right now with some few more mixed in. Now I think Denny's getting better. I think Kurt's getting better. I think a couple of the Hendrick cars will start showing their speed here probably in the next 3 months or so, I would predict. And we'll see what happens with how it all goes down between now and then.
And Kyle, I can't help but notice this awesome helmet. Can you talk a little bit about your helmet for the race?
Absolutely. So we did this last year. It's Infertility Awareness Week. And so Samantha and I, obviously, with what we did with the IVF journey that we had in order to conceive our son, Brexton, we've kind of started this tradition thanks to the help and allowment of the Mars folks to wear this helmet with running their scheme on the race car. It's the Bundle of Joy Foundation, Bundle of Joy Fund from the Kyle and Samantha Busch Foundation, that we're going to sell $18 raffle tickets, 3,000 of them, and we're going to raffle this helmet away. And last year, the tickets were all sold out within 48 hours. So it went really, really quick. So anybody can go to kylebushfoundation.org. There's also a link on my website, kylebush.com. That'll get you there in order to purchase tickets. But the cool thing about this helmet, we kind of came up with the concept a little bit last year. We only did 3 photos last year, but obviously Brexton growing up and so many things that he's into these days, this is a year's worth of photos. So Brexton from all over the place, him playing doctor at the house to in Victory Lane being thrown up to getting his hair cut to anything you can imagine being thrown up in Victory Lane. And hanging out at the beach and hanging out in Victory Lane. So a lot of cool little things here. It's just kind of, a year's worth of what Brexton's been doing. So it's pretty cool to be able to have that on the helmet. And some lucky winner will get that by May 4th.
Awesome. We have time for one more question for Kyle. We'll go back here to Reed.
And I've got a short one. Kyle, what was your reaction to getting the text from Larson saying that Owens had asked for the Skittles?
Yeah. I asked Larson if they were going to be here this weekend, I'd bring him over a whole box, you know, and he said no, that it's time for Caitlin to stay home. So that was pretty funny. You know, it's cool that many of these drivers' kids like the Candyman, so they certainly know what's up. And whether it's the paint schemes or whether it's the personality, I'm not sure which, but, you know, certainly – you know, Cash is one of those guys and Owen's one of those guys. So pretty neat that, that those guys were wondering where the Skittles were. I was wondering where the McDonald's was there during the rain delay, to be honest with you. So, we can certainly work together on that front and maybe work some B2B deals, but, it's cool that, these kids are interested in the candy aspect. So they know where to come. They know what bus to find.
Great.
Huh? He's kind of like me, you know, he does it in moderation. He's good about it. He doesn't have to have M&Ms all the time. He doesn't have to have Skittles all the time, you know, so he's pretty good about it. Certainly we've got the Flavor Vote car. I know you guys, many of you have gotten some of the sample sizes, the fun sizes here of our different flavors of espresso, raspberry, and mint. I'd have to go on the record and say that my favorite is mint. You know, kind of reminds me a little bit of, our double mint car, if you will, and having some of those races and some of those victories in that car. So, and my green machine, the crispy car that I won, these are the crunchy, now they're crunchy M&M version with all these flavors. So they're pretty good. Give them a shot, give them a try. And, also make sure everybody votes your favorite, because, this summer and this fall, they'll be, one of them will be chosen in order to be in stores near you.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate your time, Kyle, and good luck this weekend.
You got it. Thanks.